Hi, this is Sean Ashcraft here to record an apology video on behalf of Sean Ashcraft, lead singer, songwriter, guitarist for Aqua Wizard. And I wanted to record the stream because I had some notes from listening back to episode one, and listening back, we heard some very offensive words being said, some ideas that were really kind of not appropriate for most of the target audience we have for the product that we are working on as an Aqua Wizard Corporation. So I felt as CEO and spiritual leader of Aqua Wizard, I thought it was my responsibility to just kind of say the words that a corporate leader really needs to say to kind of CYA, as they say in the business, and just kind of get those core fans. You know, when corporate speak, we'll say the target, you know, the customer base, that's probably how this will come across, is like I'm apologizing to our loyal fans, but I'm actually trying to reach our stakeholders who don't listen to our music, and but they give us corporate support, and so that those are the most important people from a corporate standpoint. So I got to make sure that they understand that we still have relevance in the market, and we have there's a high demand, and sort of like, you know, you got your supply and demand curves. So there's high demand, and that's what our market research is telling us. So high demand, and then we control the supply. So it's supply side economics, because everybody wants this thing, and, we can choose not to give people what they need or want, you know. So we just kind of funnel it to just the right audience, and so I just wanted to make sure I apologized for, you know, and maybe there are some trade secrets and things like that we kind of spilled the beans on the last episode and kind of got through the censors. And it turns out we released the unedited version of that episode. And so we had to liquefy quite a bit of capital to get that, that audio editing done. And then it turns out the guy, Terry, I don't even know which one we're up to at this point, but just uploaded the unedited one, you know. So just kind of was, I mean, can you blame them in this economy? I mean, just come on. So anyway, I just wanted to record this video to apologize. I mean, to get real for a moment, I did probably drink a little bit too much, and as you can hear through the, there's definitely a transition point in the unedited version of the podcast that you can definitely hear. You know, I kind of go from, we had to stop because we had to like pick up some like pumpkins and stuff. And so there was this point when, you know, we took a break, got some food, had a couple drinks, just doing things that normal kind of everyday sort of hanging out with your, you know, friends kind of stuff. It was all pretty good. And then, you know, I was, you know, just kind of saying like, well, we'll talk about business in the podcast, 'cause that's the idea. And, so it was a lot of fun. And then maybe just went like a little bit overboard. 'Cause I just felt like, you know, sometimes you just need to, you just gotta let it out. You just gotta say what's on your mind. And so I've been trying to follow that example more recently. So thanks for watching. I hope you accept my apology for being just really kind of upfront and honest about how life is at the moment. I mean, that's just kind of, sometimes you get you get all caught up in, you know, the thoughts, and they just kind of start coming out. So I hope you accept the apology on behalf of the stakeholders and the corporate responsibility of Aqua Wizard Corporation. Next time we'll try to make sure there's more distortion in my audio and that it's clipping more. We'll try to get that sound, that real, like, I'm really trying to appeal, and I just kind of want to seem like a normal guy sometimes, you know? So that's what the idea of Aqua Wizard's going to be about. And I wanted to press a button here to kind of show you what I am doing in the meantime. So I press the button, and we have Aqua Wizard's new album. We are working on the new album. I hope that was kind of made clear in the last episode, where we were able to discuss different aspects of our work and the stuff that we do. And so I wanted to show everybody in a visual podcast kind of how that work comes together a little bit. So this is going to be a little bit of a corporate retreat. We're just going to spend a little bit of time discussing the art of manufacturing audio. We are not trying to express emotions. We're not trying to influence your ideas or give you any sort of like uplifting good feelings. We're just trying to manipulate your emotions so that you will come back and buy more of our products. So just that's why we use the computer systems. Plus, we can afford them a little bit better. We already discussed the capital issues. Let me just be honest, you know. So we'll just kind of circle back to that in the next quarter. But in the meantime, you know, R&D is going great. We've got band practice material here, and we were going to have Seahorsing Around kind of transition into Coraline, those two different songs. And I don't think it's working, but it works out great. It's just I have to we didn't record to a click track, so what I got to do is zoom in to the audio and line up our live audio to this like computer-generated audio, so that way we can say that we were playing the music, even though we're not actually playing the music. So as you can see, we have beats and we have a tempo, and these kick drum beats are not lining up. So the way we deal with this is we make sure that all these tracks have lots of processing going on, and the flex mode is set to polyphonic. And so we make sure that flex mode's turned on, and then we can switch to flex editing mode. And it's just that easy. You just press this button, or you press the key command, and you get all these. Oh my gosh. You get all this stuff, and you gotta click on the buttons, and you gotta zoom in, and you gotta zoom out, and you gotta make sure that these are all grouped together. See, so these regions are all. If I try to just select one region, I'll actually select all of them because I have editing linked together, and they are quantize locked, much like the audio you're hearing right now with all of the skipping and everything. It's jittering because my computer is trying to do like recording OBS and processing Logic Live and send a headphone feed and all this crazy stuff that I shouldn't really be doing. Probably would try to have like a different computer to record while I'm recording, like, you know, editing on a computer, but that's okay. And so we can see here, when we come in, we're a whole 16th note off. So that's how good we're playing so far, but that's okay. You can't even hear the difference. I mean, just no one can hear it, you know. I mean, what? So anyway, you just kind of find out where those beats are. Right off the bat, it's off. Oh wait, no, it stays on pretty good for like, I don't know, maybe 9 measures or something. about there. I gotta line that up. So that's getting a little off there. So, all right. So then we kind of go here. All right. So this is the downbeat right here. I'll just line it up to the click or the kick, and we're just gonna move this over to the beat. All right. Turn snapping on because I. There we go. And then we'll listen back to how perfect this is. Definitely in time. I definitely didn't screw that up. Maybe I should quantize a little bit more here. Okay. Then fine, I'll do that. Scoot this over to the beat. That should get the time basically in the right spot. Now, what if I go down here? Add that. Scoot that over a little bit. You know, we're just starting the song. It's, you know, not going to start off in time perfectly. By no means. I'm having a hard time telling what the hell's going on here, so I'm going to pan myself over to the left channel. Perfect. Awesome. Great. It's all what I always wanted to do. There we go. Now I'm back to the middle. I'm going to put this on the right channel, because I can't tell. I can't tell what the fuck's going on. All right. Far out, man. Yeah, it's just, it's a little rocky. And you just do this for hours and hours and hours until you get it lined up. So that's how easy that is. But sometimes what you can do is just, like, line up the end of a song. But I don't think that's gonna work, so, Well, I hope this has been entertaining and fun and totally high quality and not a waste of your time. I want to thank Nora for joining us. She's napping. She's so cute. She's cool. I like Nora. And I want to thank you for watching this video podcast. I'm also going to release it as an audio podcast just for fun. Just to really annoy people, and we need more content. That's what they say. So get all the content out there. I'll make sure Nora has a nice little place to nap, and then we'll circle back another couple weeks, and then that's it. That's all she wrote. All right, aquawizard.band. And find us on Bandcamp, although Bandcamp just got bought out by somebody, like a business-to-business music licensing conglomerate or something like that. So that's fine. Who owned them before that? It was some other big corporation that you're like, oh, they own Bandcamp now. Whatever. All right. So find us on Bandcamp, or if Bandcamp gets deleted, we got a domain, aquawizard.band, and then we'll redirect to the latest cool thing. Why not? Okay, bye.